My man Charlie Murphy is performing at the Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend. He's on the phone. Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy. What's going on, brother? Good morning.
All right. My first question is, when am I going to see the next season of Black Jesus?
Probably in the fall. They're going to start shooting, I believe, in August, man. You know, so you're going to definitely see another season. They already started writing it.
Good.
It's just a matter of shooting it, man, you know.
Okay. Okay.
They got a lot of things to dodge around because, you know, certain people on the show got other shows going on or what have you. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm anxious. I'm probably the only one in the room that is this anxious to see the next season of Black Jesus. Everybody else is scared that they're going to get struck by lightning.
That's right, Tom. You risking your chance of getting up in heaven.
That's LaVell Crawford, Charlie Murphy.
Hey, how you doing, LaVell? What's up, brother? Good morning.
Good morning to you, brother. How you doing, man? I can't watch Black Jesus because I've been baptized and the Lord wouldn't like it. You know, he when he baptized me,
I floated. Brother. However you getting it done, get it done. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do it. I want to watch it, but I don't know. I'll be scared. Lord might mess up my cable because I'm borrowing my cousin's name.
I see where your brother has had his ninth child. Congratulations, huh? You have nine nieces and nephews from Eddie?
Yeah, man.
Can you name all nine?
Can I name all of them? Yeah, I can name all of them, man. Are you going to force me to do that, though?
No.
I would.
A lot of people's names. You want me to name off? He has nine kids, man. You know what I'm saying? My other brother got four.
And you
three,
have?
Excuse me. He has three, and I have three and one stepson.
Wow.
You know, so we ain't.
Black men don't never count that step kid as theirs. They always say one stepson, like, because he look at them funny. That step kid always look at you ain't.
Now, you know what's funny? It's funny. I was raised by a step parent. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And I have a stepson. You know, my step parent's last name was Lynch. My stepson's last name is Lynch.
Wow.
So I guess that's how the stars lined up. That was supposed to go there. I was supposed to raise this kid. And, you know, I think I did a pretty good job. He's a pretty good man now. He's a decent man. And, you know, life goes on. But as far as, like, new children or whatever, I have a grandson that was born in August.
Congratulations. But,
It ain't going to be no new babies from Charlie Murphy. Like, you know, people been asking, well, you know, your brother just had a baby, so what's up with you? What's up with me, man? I didn't mind already, bro.
Hey, Janet Jackson just got pregnant. She 49. Yep. She about to put her baby out. She's going to come out with a Rhythm Nation outfit.
This is one of the things about having kids late. All your friends, their kids is grown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're going to be doing things. It's going to be like, you know, the circle of life. You know, you go through the baby stage and all that where you can't go nowhere. The kids take over your life. So then once they're grown, now you have your life back. You can go travel. You can go do this. You can go do whatever you want. And you started late.
And you at the
house. I had a situation where I got married twice. That's how I had my second batch was, you know, late in life. So I was on a boat with my friends having such a great time, man. And all their kids was graduated from college and all that. And I had to tell them to pull the boat over. They said, what's wrong? Why they? I said, man, I got to go home. I got kids. They was looking at me like, what? I had to go home. I had a curfew, man. You know what I'm saying? So at a certain age, you get tired of having curfews and sneaking around the house and all that. You'd be glad your kids is grown and they moved out. You got your life back. So that's why I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to go that route no more. I didn't mind. You know?
Enjoy the grandkids, huh?
Enjoy the grandkids. They go home. At the end of the night, when they start getting crazy, you tell their parents, yeah, come get little Duke and get him out of here. He's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? You start getting a little, you know, frayed at the edges. You can have him removed from the room and I feel guilty about it because it's not your job. But once it's yours, you know, like, have you used to watch The Odd Couple?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, Tony Randall.
Yeah.
Tony Randall. 80-something years old. He had a baby at the age of 80. And at the age of 82, when that baby hit 2 years old, as we know, the terrible twos, that baby killed him, son. Killed him, smoked him. You know how he killed him? You know how he killed him? Just by being a baby. Just by being 2 years old. Just by running through the room and getting ready to teeter-totter, ready to be ready to bust your head up against something. All that little activity, and they never stop, man. You know? You gotta have patience. You gotta be young to deal with that, man. It's a lot of stress.
All that time, I'm wearing protection.
Took him out
and
gave him a heart attack, man.
I agree with you. All that time I'm wearing protection, believing in safe sex, I should have had that son at 17. Cause I mean, I ain't in shape to chase that. I almost lost my son in the mall. I almost lost him in the mall. If he didn't have them light up shoes on, I would have never found him.
How old is he now, Lavelle?
He 5, and he think he really spectacular. He do things like he put his underwear on. Look, Daddy, I put my underwear on.
He is spectacular. Yeah. At 5 years old, you are spectacular.
Yes. You can't give him applause on everything. He talking about, I've got my underwear on myself. I said, well, that's great. But always remember, Superman in the front, poop stain in the back.
Lavelle Crawford in for the vacation at J. Anthony Brown. Charlotte Murphy performing this Mother's Day weekend in Fort Lauderdale at the Improv.
Oh.
Rip it up, Charlotte Murphy.
Charlotte Murphy.